Learning to do digital marketing should be easy and free. That's why I provide these episodes daily with actionable tips for digital marketing, and I break it down simply so that you as the business owner can learn and implement these practices seamlessly. Today, I'm going to be explaining SEO, or search engine optimization. I'm going to simplify it so that you can better understand what it is, what it really means when agencies try to sell it to you, and how you can do it for yourself. Search engine optimization is really simple, but a lot of people will try to complicate it for you with tactics and methods that, yes, are based on research, but also require too much effort and resources that you don't have. Simple SEO, or search engine optimization, can be done for basically free by you. You don't have to hire anybody for it. So what is SEO? Well, as I mentioned, it stands for search engine optimization. We've already been over what a search engine is, like Google or Bing or Yahoo or Ask Jeeves. That's not really around anymore. So a search engine, we know what it does. SEO is simply optimizing our website, our business, our online presence to please the search engines. Now, it's important to remember that first and foremost, your website should be designed and written to please human beings. Do not write it for robots that will crawl your website. Write it for human beings that need your product or service. The rest will follow. SEO is simply there to take what you have that can help and serve human beings and make it a little bit more manageable and readable for bots to crawl. I'm not going to bog you down with too many complicated definitions of SEO. I'm just going to say plainly that SEO is any effort, whether it's on your site or off your site, that deals with the specific wording and content of your page that helps search engines read it better and make your site more effective for users, and thus it will rank better. There are a lot of factors that go into it. I won't go into too many of them, but I do want to just say that when SEO agencies try to sell SEO to you, what they're really doing is selling a product or service that you could easily do yourself, but you just may not have as much time. But it's faster and easier to implement than you may think. And I think you should try to do this for free. Try to do it yourself because you know your business in and out. And an SEO agency, no matter how many similar clients they've worked with in your industry, they do not know your business in and out. I know this from personal experience. When you're doing SEO, you have to keep in mind every aspect of your website, starting right at the top of the page with your URL, your domain name. It's great to have keywords in your domain name if possible. Moving down, your headers, your H1s, H2s, H3s should be keyword optimized. They shouldn't sound unnatural. They should be natural, made for a human being, but include keywords that those people search, because they're coming to your website because they had a question. Every single Google search is started by a query or a question that somebody has that they want to know the answer for. Your website will rank better if your homepage answers the question that that user was typing in the search engine. Simple as that. Keep it simple. Another thing to keep in mind with your SEO is not to focus on heavily competitive keywords right off the bat. You need to establish your online presence much more if you want to rank for keywords like SEO or digital marketing. If you're a lawyer and you want to rank for the term lawyer, you're probably never going to get that keyword. Wikipedia will own it. So will a bunch of other informational websites. No law firm is going to own that keyword. It's too expensive. So what you can do instead is find your niche. Find the long keywords that have more buyer intent, like law firm in Miami, Florida. That's a lot more manageable than lawyer. Or best hamburger shop in Pensacola. That's so much easier than ranking for hamburger. Yeah, that would be impossible. So keep that in mind. Another huge part of SEO is link building. And we'll go into link building in a further episode. But what you need to know right now is don't go out and buy a bunch of spammy links, because Google will be so mad at you for doing it. They will catch on in an instant and it will be totally detrimental. Instead, just try to reach out to people in your industry, be collaborative, provide value, and put your name out there. Offer your link on other websites and link out to them out of generosity, and the links will come. But patience. SEO takes time. This is not the kind of thing that you can just do in a week or two and everything's going to skyrocket. SEO, good SEO, takes 6, 9, sometimes 12 months to start seeing real results. But the beautiful thing about it is that it's all organic, which means that you don't have to pay for anything and it lasts. When you're doing paid ads, you get the instant satisfaction of people visiting your website in droves, but you're also paying through the nose for it, and it's not going to last. Those ads will end unless you keep paying. SEO is the opposite. So have patience and just keep grinding. Keep building those links through collaboration, improving your content and the wording to include keywords, and everything else will come. That's honestly all you need to know about SEO right now. And I'll provide specific tactics later on. I hope this provided value for you. I hope that this helped your business a little bit more and that you feel a little bit more confident in SEO. I know that this was broad. That's the point. I'm just trying to help you understand the main concepts and give you very actionable little tips. Come back tomorrow for another episode of Digital Marketing That Works. I'm Blake Emmel. Thanks for listening.